Okay, so we're gonna try and find a quiet place to do this video, but that could be hard to do. Okay, so here we are, another location for filming. Our children just have swimming lessons, and so this is where we're gonna take this video. So 4 days ago, we went to go see the film Sound of Freedom, with Jim Caviezel playing the main character, which is real-life Tim Ballard. And I was super hesitant to go see this movie, but I'm so grateful that I was encouraged to go.
So the movie is based upon a real-life story of Tim Ballard, an undercover Homeland Security agent who spent 14 years trying to free children from the sex slave industry and arresting pedophiles and those involved with these sex crimes. The movie in itself, you know, sometimes you look at a Christian movie and I've seen some real duds, real low-budget looking movies. This isn't one of them. Just on a technical side, this is an excellent movie, excellent acting, excellent, you know, shots. Everything about it is, I think they spent $14 million on it, but it really looks like a great movie. But, friends, the content, I think, is the heaviest I've ever witnessed in ever watching movies.
And the thing is, it wasn't even very graphic. But they always insinuated to what was happening or what the person was seeing. And just to know that these crimes were against children, I think that makes it even more horrible. And I think sometimes I like to think that that's not actually happening in the world. But it is.
See, that's the most disturbing part that I get out of this movie. The movie tells a story of the huge children sex slave industry that no one wants to talk about. And the reason why you can, and I'm realizing this now that people don't want to talk about it, it's such a heavy subject, but it's so huge. The money that comes in from this industry is $150 billion a year.
Just a point of clarification as we continue on in this video. Homeland Security says that human trafficking worldwide generates $150 billion per year. Now, we throw out that number. Do we really have an idea of how much even $1 billion is? Well, if you took the top 10 pro sports in earnings, the top 10 earning pro sports in the world, so the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, the premier soccer leagues around the world, particularly in Europe, the top 10 earning professional sports industries make $54 billion per year annually. So the top 10 make three times less than what human trafficking makes globally. This is about money. There's something really wrong when we reduce a person to a commodity. Because this is what it is, human trafficking, reducing a person to a commodity, a person who is bought, then sold. Bought for what? For pleasure, for their labor, for their organs. This is a story. This is the reality that needs to be known. In an interview with Tim Ballard, I heard him say that 80% of the people who are trafficked are in forced labor, and then 20% approximately are trafficked for the sex trade. And of the 20% that are trafficked in the sex trade, there is approximately, by some estimates, 6 million children in that group. You know, 6 million children trafficked for the sex trade. This is mind-boggling. I wanted you to keep some of these statistics and facts in mind because as we continue on in this video, where we're shooting in location, we didn't have notes. So sometimes our facts or our expressions are a little bit off because Janelle and I haven't even had to talk about this before. We don't even know the right language to talk about what we're talking about. But what we're talking about here is human trafficking for the purpose of sex, forced labor, and organ harvesting as well.
Child the industry images have grown 5,000% in the last couple of years, according to Jim Ballard, who's played by Tim Ballard, who's played by Jim Caviezel. Like, that tells me, if all this material is being produced, basically we're talking about children being raped. There's a market for this, that there's people who want this. And this is what I find so disturbing about this movie. It shows the story of these two children who are rescued.
And it makes you wonder, like, who actually looks at that kind of stuff? Who would want to look at that stuff? It makes you kind of, like, distrusting of people, I guess.
Well, so after the movie, I've watched a number of interviews done by Tim Ballard, and he what is the profile of somebody who consumes this type of material, child material? And he said, like, it's everyone. He says, it's like, it's your lawyers, it's your teachers, it's your pastors, it's your just run of the day person. He says, you wouldn't be able to profile a person, say, walking down the street, that's that kind of person. Mm. Which this kind of has made me more distrusting of humanity than before.
And you were already distrusting.
You know, after the last 3 years through COVID, my trust in humanity has really gone downhill. I haven't talked too much about it, but it's true. This is like, man, this stuff is demonic. Mm-hmm. But the value of watching this movie is that it tells a story that needs to get out. So I would say you should go watch it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's actually still in the theaters. I thought it was being done on July 11th. But I have a feeling that you'll still be able to watch it some way. So go if you haven't. Go. And definitely not recommended for children. Like, I think it's rated 14A or PG-13. Like, even like a 13-year-old, I would not bring a 13-year-old to see that.
And it's not so much because of any graphic images that they would show. But it's the content. They did a really good job of being able to tell the story of, we're talking child rape, without showing anything that would be considered,
that would leave a lasting, visible image in your mind.
Yeah, but it's all done through Jim Caviezel's eyes. You see his eyes and the pain in his eyes, and and that leads you to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really have to commend these people for doing, like, taking the effort and the time to make a video like this, finding the people to sponsor it, and just the finding the right talent. Because, you know, not everybody would want to be involved in this kind of project. I would think that there would be, a lot of forces working against them to get this out. And it sounds like they had made this video 5 years ago and it was only released just last week. So,
can you imagine shooting a movie 5 years ago, it's done, and you can't find a studio that wants to promote it. So it sits on the shelf for 5 years. That's the story about this movie before it got to the public. My question, well, why? Why was it so hard for this movie to get out? Well, there could be the consumer part. Maybe a studio says, oh, this is heavy content and we're just not interested in. You don't think our audience would like that, something so heavy? Because again, we're talking about children being abused. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's the other side, is maybe the more cynical side. Maybe it's because there are consumers of this material in these studios and they don't want the story to get out. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, I've been watching a few interviews done by Tim Ballard, who this movie is based upon, and some of the statistics that he's sharing have really just shocked me. You know, in the history of the transatlantic slave trade that ran over 350 years, that involved about 12 million slaves by some estimates. Tim Ballard quotes a number of statistics that currently, right now, there's more slaves in the world alive right now than the combined 350 years of the transatlantic slave trade. They give quotes of up to 30 million slaves right now alive in the world. So these slaves are involved in three things. Number one, forced labor. Number two, the sex trade. And number three, organ harvesting, where the people are taken and killed for their organs, including children. This is, in my opinion, one of the darkest things about humanity that I'm trying to wrap my mind around this because I was totally oblivious to this. And I'm just learning how to respond. Like, I'm just, this is shocking. So I'm grateful for the movie. I'm grateful for the heavy content that they shared in a very delicate and tasteful way. And it's a must-see because this story needs to get out. I think the first thing in order for a problem to be rectified is you have to first acknowledge that there's a problem. I didn't even know there was a problem like this. I mean, sure, it's just a small little thing off in the corner somewhere with some sadistic, demented guy watching a child. But we're talking numbers that far exceed anything that I could have imagined. And when I think about this, I think about my own children. And I can't wrap my mind around this evil. Sorry, it's just not a very uplifting video, but this is just true.
Mm-hmm. I know, I kind of felt really helpless. It's like, what can you actually do? But I guess the first step is to go see the movie, to create awareness. I don't know. Actually, some friends and I are going to do some fasting on Friday, if you want to join us, for this very cause.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys were talking about it?
Well, because it just feels like, what can you do? It's like, okay, we're going to pray, go see the movie. But other than that, like, what can I do?
Well, that's maybe right now, that's it.
Okay. Sarah's all done. Do you need a towel?
Back from swimming lessons.
Hi. I have my swimming lessons and I all wet.
So we are on a beautiful acreage. Kids are having their swimming lessons and we're able to set up the camera. The only time I think maybe this week we could have done is... Hey, what are you doing? So heavy content, but hopefully this end part here puts a smile on your face. And comment below. Talk to you guys later.
Okay, so Sarah, you know what? If you want to get ready, you can go home with Dad.